The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Was assigned as a tank gunner with the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment. And in 1966, Michael Smith was sent to Vietnam. And whatever innocence he still had was soon gone.
They had the ammo dump that blew up in 66 in Saigon. And so we went down there to provide security until they got everything taken care of. And at that time, the 9th Infantry Division came over and they're a new unit. And we were assigned to kind of more or less show them the ropes and make them aware of certain things, like you don't do this and you don't do that. Like if you see a box laying in the middle of the street, or if you see something covered up, you don't go over it with your track because it could be a landmine. But unfortunately, they didn't heed our word, and they had this APC that was filled with two gunners of 9th Infantry, some grunts inside, and the hatch was open, and they ran over this 8-inch shell, and it blew up. And it killed everybody inside of it. And the hatch came over and cut the people in half. And all that was left of the driver was his hands were on the steering wheel. That was it. And the inside of it looked like cookie crumbs. I hadn't lost my innocence totally at that point, but I sure lost it.
Over the next 6 months, Michael continued to work as a tank gunner. Then he heard there was a new helicopter unit being formed with a very special mission. So he volunteered.
I really enjoyed the helicopters, the freedom that you had, and you could really see a lot of countryside. Get a different perspective on Vietnam from the air.
But a helicopter ride in Vietnam was anything but scenic. Their assignment was very important to the fight in Vietnam, and very dangerous. They dropped South Vietnamese into areas where U.S. intelligence suspected the enemy to be.
When we dropped those in, they had to take them off at night because we were right next to a village, and what the village saw, the NVA saw.
These brave South Vietnamese, who came to be known as roadrunners, would dress in North Vietnam Army uniforms and act as spies to infiltrate the NVA Army to determine the placement of enemy strongholds. Then, once they had that information, they had to get back out without being killed. And Michael's unit was there to pick them up. In one instant, the NVA discovered the roadrunner spies and began to shoot them down. Four were killed, but one survived, running for his life with the Viet Cong right on his tail.
And we got him off top of a mountain, and he looked like a puppy dog just came in from the rain. I mean, it was comical, it was funny, but then again, it wasn't. It was, you can see the terror in that guy's eyes.
Although Michael saw a lot of soldiers killed and wounded, he managed to avoid any serious injury. But there was one time that Michael's life should have ended. But instead, something quite miraculous happened.
We were walking, we both looked down, it was like simultaneously. We looked down, we saw something brass was sticking up from the ground. And he looked at it, and I looked at him, I heard a click. And it was something like we said something to somebody by eyes. Oh well. And we pulled off of it, and it was a dud landmine. And the engineers came out and blew it out. And him and I, we just, you know, I said, oh, thank you, Lord.
In all, Michael served two tours of duty in Vietnam. He explained to me that at first he was excited and optimistic about the chances for South Vietnam's success. But when he returned for his second duty, everything had changed. It seemed there was no real mission to win. The politics of the Vietnam War had taken over. But the hardest part for Michael was his return to America after his second tour. He was worn out. His nerves were shot. He longed to see his home country and to receive a soldier's welcome. But he didn't. Instead, by many in America, there was ridicule and disgust. These returning soldiers received no respect.
Win or lose, we all have something in common. We went over there and tried. We should have that respect.
One final thought. When I first met Michael Smith in year 2000, I noticed he walked with a cane and had a noticeable limp. Michael has a degenerative spinal disease. He said to me, For those who fight for it, freedom has the flavor the protected never taste. Thank you, Michael, for your story and your brave service to our nation. We're taking a short break now, but before we do, one personal note. I was a young man going to college just at the height of the Vietnam War. My draft number was never called, but I did have so many friends who did go to Vietnam. Some never returned, and those who did return were noticeably changed and moved. They came back with horrific stories of a war that perhaps should have never been. But just like Michael said, there should be no negative thoughts or words passed on to those who do serve, because they are so willing to go, to pay that price, that those of us who have never seen war, we will never feel or understand. Let us all be so very thankful to these willing to fight to keep us, our America, safe and free. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with another powerful story after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. This Memorial Day, all across America, Jerry is telling true stories of war through the interviews of those veterans who were there. We believe with all of our hearts that the people of America must be told over and over that freedom is not free, and that includes our children. It's so very easy to accept freedom, but so very hard to win it. If you would like to get your own CD copy of today's program, call or order line at 817-576-2976 right now and place your order. Or you can order online at jerrystewartusa.com. The price is just $17.95 plus $5 shipping and handling for a total of $22.95. Call now, and you will also receive free a second CD with your order to give to your own special veteran. That number again, 817-576-2976, or online at jerrystewartusa.com. On this special Memorial Day, we remember the great men and women who served our country and those still serving today to keep us safe and free. It is a special day set aside to honor those brave Americans who have died in the service of our nation. To get your own copy of today's program, call 817-576-2976, and we'll send you the program on CD for just $17.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. Call now, and we'll give you a free second CD copy with your order to pass on to your own special veteran, to put in your church or local library, or to send to someone serving today. Call now at 817-576-2976. That's two CDs for $22.95. Let us honor, let us pray, let us never forget. Please call now.
Faith Talk 570. WTBN.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
In the long and honored history of America, there are names that shine like beacons in the night. The
patriots whose vision gave us meaning, who kept the lamp of freedom burning bright. In the long and honored history of America, there are those who paid the last and final price, who were called upon by chance or desperate circumstance to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Welcome back to this special Memorial Day program. In World War II, while the Allies were busy fighting fierce battles in Europe, equally fierce battles were being fought in the Pacific. But in the Pacific, Allied forces were fighting a different kind of soldier, the Japanese. And early in the war, the Japanese soldier built a reputation for being unmerciful and unwilling to surrender, even if it meant certain death. In fact, their very religion taught them that a good soldier would fight to his death and that surrender meant disgrace. If they were forced to choose, many Japanese soldiers would kill themselves before giving up. This made them a foe that could only be defeated by death. In August of 1942, the Japanese Empire had reached its height. They controlled a majority of islands stretching halfway across the Pacific. They seemed to be invincible. Allied leaders determined that the only way to break the Japanese hold was by a tactic called island hopping. They would attack certain key islands while passing others by. But this idea of hitting the Japanese straight on, landing a beach, and then fighting to secure a hold on the island was very hard and costly. In fact, many an American soldier would die before he even reached land. It would take a particular kind of soldier to fight this war, men who were specially trained to fight Japan's best. These special men were found in the Marines where groups called raiders were formed. These raiders were trained in all areas of war and killing. They were taught the martial arts and hand-to-hand combat, and only a very few were chosen. One of these chosen was Joe. This interview was the first time that Joe spoke publicly about his war experience, and so he asked me just to use his first name, Joe. In 1942, when the Japanese were winning the war, Joe was still in high school in Kansas. But as the war heated up, young men began to sign up for the draft. And one day, the Marine Draft Office received quite a surprise.
The whole football team that I played on back in Kansas, we decided we'd all go and join the Marine Corps at the same time.
But of all the boys who signed up for the Marines that day, only two were taken. And Joe was one of these. One of the big reasons was that Joe had already received some special training in his school.
They got a person to come in that was a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And he started teaching jiu-jitsu in high school. And several of us boys took it.
After learning jiu-jitsu, he went on to judo and karate and taekwondo. So when Joe joined the Marines, he was a perfect candidate to be a raider. He was assigned to the 1st Marine Division and became a part of Carlson's Raiders, named after its leader.
Colonel Carlson was one rough person, and he taught us hard. He used every bit of natural abilities that we had.
Joe and the 1st Marine Division jumped from island to island. Their job was to secure a beach and hold it. Joe learned early that his martial arts training would save his life.
When I met a man face to face over in the South Pacific, we were too close to use any weapons, couldn't even pull your knife. And so we went right into hand-to-hand combat. He was a real large man. I guess I won. I'm here.
Joe was hesitant to talk about many of his battles, but he was there at Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima. He was able to talk with me about one attack on the island of Peleliu. As 700 Marines and 7 landing crafts prepared to attack, Joe can still remember.
Before the gate dropped on the landing craft, you could hear the Japanese bullets hitting the plank. It was a steel, it was just probably 3/4 or 1/2 inch thick steel. and you could hear her. It just sounded like, oh, it's terrible.
Then, once the gate dropped, the men had to wade, sometimes swim to shore while being shot at, and many never made it.
Once you hit the beach, you went up the beach as fast as you possibly could to the first place you could get cover.
That day at Peaulu, the Marines were taking a terrible beating. The Japanese army was well fortified. They had machine guns up on the cliffs firing down on the Marines, and men were dying. Somebody had to stop those guns.
See, I got up underneath the cliff as much as I could, and I took a hand grenade and I threw it up, and they threw it back before it went off. And I remember pulling the pin on the second one, and I held it in my hand and threw it. And it went into the map. Right at my feet, there, one of the Japanese hit the beach flat out, blown to pieces.
Joe couldn't say any more. He said it was just too horrible. But here is the account of what one captain saw as he landed on the beach after it was secured. He said, "The human wreckage I saw was a grim and tragic sight. Wounded and dying men were everywhere. As I ran up the beach, I saw them lying nearly shoulder to shoulder. I saw a ghastly mixture of bandages, bloody and mutilated skin. Men gritting their teeth, groaning and writhing in their agonies. Men outstretched or twisted or grotesquely transfixed in death, with entrails exposed or whole chunks of body ripped out of them. Then the captain saw a friend lying flat on his face, his head riddled with bullets and his arms pointed toward a pillbox where five dead Japanese slumped over a machine gun. One can only imagine the horror. The Allies went on to take the Peaulu Islands and continue their fight, but at a great cost of lives. And Joe told me one last thing. He said, when the atom bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, and then 3 days later another on Nagasaki, the Allies were already planning their single largest attack, their most dangerous mission of all, to hit the beaches of Japan. He told me the atomic bomb saved tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of American soldiers' lives. And Joe is certain he was one of these. A final word to Joe. Thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for your brave and courageous service. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Memorial Day program after these messages.
The last full measure of devotion, that's what they gave to the cause. The last full measure of devotion, and though they cannot hear...
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
When it comes to hiring an AC technician, plumber, or electrician, it's a challenge to find one you can trust completely. Until now. At Cornerstone Pros, the commitment to workmanship and service surpasses customer standards. It's called the Cornerstone Difference. And big job or small, it means you can count on them to go out of their way to deliver exceptional customer service and value. Cornerstone Pros services include air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Connect at cornerstonepros.com. That's cornerstonepros.com.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on CreditRepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-859-0720. That's 800-859-0720. 800-859-0720.
Who do you work for?
Weekday afternoons at 3. Join Jim and Martha Brangenberg for I Work For Him.
Who do you really work for? Is it your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord? This isn't a trick question. There is a right answer. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him? I am. In fact, I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
I Work For Him. Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1. Get an early start with God's Word. Weekday mornings at 6, it's Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff.
There is no condemnation for those who know Christ Jesus. That salvation is forever.
And at 6:30, Grace to You with John MacArthur.
God is choosing an heir. Think of your salvation that way. He chose you to be an heir of everything that He possesses.
Strength for your morning. Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
And now we return to The Great Price Paid.
Hello and welcome back to this special Memorial Day tribute. I'm Jerry Stewart. When I was still just a young boy, I saw the movie PT-109, which was the World War II story of President John F. Kennedy and how he became a war hero by saving 10 of his crewmen after a Japanese destroyer smashed his boat, cutting it in two. Two of his crew were killed and Kennedy was seriously injured. But through it all, Kennedy endured and led his men to safety. Now, even though I did see the movie, I must admit that until I did research for this next interview, I knew very little about the PT boat and the great part it played in winning the war. In fact, I believe the work of the PT boat was crucial to our U.S. success in World War II. And Gunner's Mate, First Class, Burl Weidkamp, was part of it as he served in Squadron 28, PT Boat 380. The mission of the PT boat and crew was to patrol and protect a string of islands assigned to them in an area as wide as 200 miles. Specifically, they were to keep the Japanese forces from returning and refortifying the islands already taken by the Allies.
The PT boats were to patrol the enemy for barges, anything that was moving troops or supplies.
Now, the PT boat was known for its great speed. In fact, it was one of the fastest ships in the Navy fleet, but it was also one of the smallest ships at a maximum length of about 80 feet. It was small, but it was mighty. In fact, many gave the PT boat the name Mosquito Boat because it did such a great job of stinging the enemy. But because of the kind of work it did, most all of the PT boat missions were carried out at night. And Burl explained to me that when they came to an island, they had to travel in absolute darkness and silence. And the unnerving part was when they approached, they had no idea just what they were about to face, how many of the enemy would be there, and exactly what firepower they would face.
We only drew 5 feet of water so we could get in real close. If we spotted something, a radar picked up, we would go in with all guns firing, except the stern gun. And going out, everything would be firing except the bow gun.
Then they would attack again to make sure they had finished the mission and destroyed the enemy.
Either set them on fire, something.
Of course, the Japanese, anticipating the American attack, would come to the island prepared to fight back. And all the time, the PT boat was firing, the enemy was firing back.
We get firepower coming back, too, but you never thought about it because you was so busy shooting. We didn't have sights on our guns, we shot by tracer ammunition. Every so many shells was a tracer, and the rest were armor-piercing or incendiary.
Now, keep in mind, they would patrol an area as wide as 200 miles, so they spent a lot of time in the open sea, making them, even by night, a potentially easy target for enemy ships or planes. And one night, they had an unexpected visitor.
We were all at our stations, and aircraft came over. And we were all set to fire, and the skipper said, hold your fire, it's friendly. And then about that time, we had a bomb just drop off the stern of the boat. And he said, fire, but we were rocking around so much we couldn't. It was enemy.
Luckily, the plane's bomb missed its target, and they were free to continue their patrol. But as I thought about this idea of always confronting the unknown, I had to ask Burl, wasn't it very frightening pulling up to an island, inching up ever so close to the shore, not knowing what they were about to face?
The only time it was really frightening is after you made a pass and went back out and was reloading to go back in. It's the only time you had to think about it.
In all, Burl Weidkamp spent 2.5 years in the Pacific as a PT boat gunner's mate. And in all that time, his boat was never sunk and he was never injured. My hat goes off to each and every soldier who served our armed forces on a PT boat. It was a very important job that was vital to our success in the Pacific. And I want to personally thank Gunner's Mate First Class Burl Weidkamp for allowing us to tell his story. We'll be back with more stories on this special Memorial Day tribute program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. This Memorial Day, all across America, Jerry is telling true stories of war through the interviews of those veterans who were there. We believe with all of our hearts that the people of America must be told over and over that freedom is not free, and that includes our children. It's so very easy to accept freedom, but so very hard to win it. If you would like to get your own CD copy of today's program, call or order line at 817-576-2976 right now and place your order. Or you can order online at jerrystewartusa.com. The price is just $17.95 plus $5 shipping and handling for a total of $22.95. Call now and you will also receive free a second CD with your order to give to your own special veteran. That number again, 817-576-2976, or online at jerrystewartusa.com. On this special Memorial Day, we remember the great men and women who served our country and those still serving today to keep us safe and free. It is a special day set aside to honor those brave Americans who have died in the service of our nation. To get your own copy of today's program, call 817-576-2976 and we'll send you the program on CD for just $17.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. Call now and we'll give you a free second CD copy with your order to pass on to your own special veteran, to put in your church or local library, or to send to someone serving today. Call now at 817-576-2976. That's two CDs for $22.95. Let us honor, let us pray, let us never forget. Please call now.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Mike Pence has paid tribute to fallen members of the U.S. Armed Forces at Arlington National Cemetery on this Memorial Day. Israel's newly elected parliament is drafting a bill to dissolve itself. The move comes as a deadline to form a coalition government nears with no progress in sight. If the bill passes, Israel would face its second election campaign in a matter of months. A magnitude 5.8 earthquake struck off the coast of southern Alaska, but no damage has been reported. That quake hit 55 miles southwest of the small coastal town of Homer. The California man killed by a shark in Hawaii over the weekend was a frequent visitor to the islands and an avid scuba diver who had recently retired. The shark attacked 65-year-old Thomas Smiley while he was swimming Saturday off the island of Maui. This is SRN News.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and on top of it all, run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. You need results and just aren't getting them on your own. Salem Surround will get you results. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Using every digital marketing tool possible is a necessity to compete in today's business world. But you have to know about all the options. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and, most importantly, revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
This is Hugh Hewitt for TownHall.com. Each year at this time, we are granted a three-day weekend and what amounts to a kickoff to the summer months ahead. But let me encourage you not to miss perspective. This Memorial Day weekend, take some time to reflect on the ultimate sacrifices made by so many who are interred at Arlington National Cemetery and other cemeteries around the United States, but also to think about those who have paid very high prices short of dying. For some dozen years now, I've used my own program on the radio on Memorial Day to highlight the lives of people who paid a heavy price in their service to the nation. I turned to the group Semper Fi Fund, www.semperfifund.org, and I mentioned the Fisher House. Both are not-for-profits that are helping the wounded warriors of the United States and the families that love and support them in ways that are so both efficient and winsome. Look them up. Support them. Support especially the families in your world who've paid a heavy price for their service to the nation. We are debtors to those who serve, those who die, those who fight, and those who are wounded. And today, a grateful nation says, thank you. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
This is Focus on the Family Minute and a compelling story by a U.S. veteran.
Countless bullets were fired into that group of Marines, and Shane was the only one to be hit, which is a miracle in of itself. And the Marines who were in his platoon said, "Chaplain, I was standing right next to him, and it was a hail of bullets, and we don't know how we weren't injured or killed." But as the truck went by and fired, as I said, one shot did get Shane, and he died there with his platoon sergeant right at his side with his men. You know, Shane, a young man who all his life wanted to be a Marine, a man that his Marines loved. In fact, many of them said he was really like a coach to us because of the way he loved us. He was frequently in my office just to ask advice on how he could best meet the needs of his men, you know, their marriages, their relationships, financial problems. And so to lose a man like that the first day was very difficult.
More Memorial Day reflections at FamilyMinute.org.
Hello and welcome back to this special Memorial Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. After the Japanese were defeated in World War II, control of Korea was taken from them, and both Russian and American forces moved in to occupy. The Russian troops took everything north of the imaginary line called the 38th parallel, and the American troops took the south. In 1947, the United Nations General Assembly declared that elections should be held throughout Korea to choose one government for the entire country. The Russians opposed this idea and would not permit elections in North Korea. And on June the 25th, 1950, North Korean troops invaded South Korea. It had been only 5 years since the end of World War II, and America was already drawn into another war. And Kendall Anderson was there as a fighter pilot, but it didn't start in Korea. It was 1942, and America had only recently entered into World War II. Kendall Anderson was a young man working in Alaska helping to build a Navy base. But when the Seabees took over that work, Kendall was out of a job. When he returned home, he soon found that all of his friends were gone to war. So he immediately went to the draft office and volunteered. While he was waiting for the call from the draft board, a friend of his suggested that they go together to take the U-2 can be a pilot exam. Kendall thought he'd never make it, but what the heck? he took the exam.
We went down on that Saturday and took the exam, and we both passed and had to be over at McCord on Monday morning to take a physical.
When Kendall showed for the physical, his buddy was sick with hay fever, so he didn't pass the exam. But Kendall did. Then something happened that almost ended his pilot career before it even started. He got a call from the draft board.
And all of a sudden, the draft board called me up and said, be at the bus station on Wednesday morning. And I said, oh, wait a minute. And I run around to everybody on the draft board, and they said, trying to get a delay. I said, I've passed the written and the physical, and I'm just waiting for the answer from this Aviation Cadet Selection Board. And they said, tough luck. We've got a quota to fill, and you're on it. And a day or so before I was supposed to go, they called me and said somebody had come in that said they're ready to go right now, and they give me a couple weeks to see if I got selected, and I did, and I went in the service then, and I went through and became a fighter pilot.
Kendall was now ready to be a fighter pilot, but it didn't happen quite that easy. It took years of training and hundreds of hours flying to make him ready for his very important and very dangerous job. And finally, in 1944, Kendall Anderson was sent overseas to an air base in England. But there was still more training. The Army had a new plane, the P-51, and he had to get to know it. There, he spent a lot of time flying, mainly as a fighter escort, but he never saw any war duty in World War II. Now, after World War II, Kendall stayed in the service as he continued his flight training and the training of new pilots. And then, in 1950, when the Korean War began, Lieutenant Kendall Anderson was sent to Korea, where he was among the first to fly the new F-80 jet fighters. He was assigned to the 25th Squadron, and it wasn't long until he met the enemy.
When I was flying as a wingman on one of my first missions, and this flight leader was using all his power, and the flight got all stretched out, and we got tapped by a bunch of MiGs, and all we could do was defensively breaking into them, and they shot up the number four man so bad that we couldn't support each other. The guy that got all shot up, the airplane blew up.
The Americans relied on good communication between the pilots to let them know just where the MiGs were, because the last thing you wanted was an enemy plane on your tail. But often, there was so much chatter on the radios that the pilots couldn't tell just what was being said. On one mission, as Kendall was drawing a bead on a Russian MiG, his wingman tried to warn him that there was a MiG on his tail, but he didn't hear.
There was a whole bunch of MiGs behind us that we didn't know about when we dove down there. I went after the first guy. It was a whole line of them coming in. Didn't see all the people in the back.
It was a close call, but not the only one Kendall lived through.
I'd been sneaking up on a flight of four MiGs for, seemed like forever, trying to, coming up from below and behind them, and just got into position where I fired one burst, and I see the ammunition, API, armor-piercing incendiary. Ray, it flashes when it hits anything, and it flashed all over the wing of this MiG in front of me.
It was a hit, but then he heard his wingman give the word, break, break, his signal to break out fast. He looked back. He couldn't believe it. A Russian MiG was right on his tail.
It was time to break, all right. But I broke, and I seen this guy was got in so close that he's went wide, and I reversed on him. And now my wing element lead comes in, and he starts pounding on the guy I'm in a scissors with.
Kendall survived that mission and went on to fly many more battle missions in Korea. But his story didn't end there. In 1965, Kendall retired from the military, but his flying days were far from over. He joined a civilian organization, Air America, that was flying special missions for the CIA in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, where they dropped in ammunition, supplies, and support to the natives fighting there. To make these missions, Kendall flew a much smaller prop plane. This made it very dangerous. In fact, one day, while making the first of several supply drops, his plane was hit by ground fire, but he was determined to finish the drop. So he circled back around to come in low again. This time, there was no firing. Thought he was okay. But then, as he returned to his base, he noticed something wasn't right.
Checked my fuel gauge, and one of my tanks is going empty. Had a bullet hole right up next to the airplane that I couldn't see in the right-hand tank, but I landed on a little strip in the jungle, run out and cut a stick, and the 30 caliber holes in the tank and put sticks in there.
Kendall made it back safely to his base camp and continued to fly special missions there for a total of 7.5 years. In all, Kendall Anderson flew in 3 wars with 125 battle missions in Korea. He shot down 2 MiG fighters, and as a flight commander, neither he nor anyone in his squad was shot down. I want to thank retired Lieutenant Colonel Kendall Anderson for telling us his story. One final thought. When I talked to him of his bravery during these dangerous missions, Kendall told me he didn't consider what he did to be anything special. In fact, he felt that he was lucky to have gotten the opportunity to serve his country as a fighter pilot. Thank you, Kendall Anderson. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Memorial Day program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. This Memorial Day, all across America, Jerry is telling true stories of war through the interviews of those veterans who were there. We believe with all of our hearts that the people of America must be told over and over that freedom is not free. If you would like to get your own CD copy of today's program, call our order line at 817-576-2976 and place your order. Or you can order online at jerrystewartusa.com. The price is just $17.95 plus $5 shipping and handling for a total of $22.95. Call now and you will also receive free a second CD with your order to give to your own special veteran. That number again, 817-576-2976 or online at jerrystewartusa.com. Let us honor, let us pray. Let us know.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
Hey, this is Bob Olszewski. Thanks for listening to Plugged In.
Judah and the Lion is a Christian group made up of 3 Nashville-based guys who met at college and now mix their love of folk, pop, and rock into a multi-layer musical sound. Their latest album, Pep Talks, is a 17-song collection that tackles a number of difficult life issues. The band breathes life into its tough topics with honest transparency and enjoyable tunes. But addressing issues such as divorce, addiction, and anxiety is never easy. What Judah and the Lion want to communicate, however, is that there is still hope to be found even in the hard places. For a full review, visit PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
This is Focus on the Family Minute and a compelling story by a U.S. veteran.
Countless bullets were fired into that group of Marines, and Shane was the only one to be hit, which is a miracle in and of itself. And the Marines who were in his platoon said, "Chaplain, I was standing right next to him, and it was a hail of bullets, and we don't know how we weren't injured or killed." But as the truck went by and fired, as I said, one shot did get Shane, and he died there with his platoon sergeant right at his side with his men. You know, Shane, a young man who all his life wanted to be a Marine, a man that his Marines loved. In fact, many of them said he was really like a coach to us because of the way he loved us. He was frequently in my office just to ask advice on how he could best meet the needs of his men, you know, their marriages, their relationships, financial problems. And so to lose a man like that the first day was very difficult.
More Memorial Day reflections at FamilyMinute.org.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
Hello and welcome back to the special Memorial Day tribute program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today we are honoring all of our brave Americans, past and present, who have fought, are fighting, to keep us safe and free. Think about this. Our veterans haven't fought just for the safety and freedom of their nation, their home. They have fought and served and sacrificed and died all around the world. For so many people, they never even knew. After World War II, one German clergyman wrote these telling words about what happened there in Germany. He said, "First they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." Just think, where would we, you and I, where would we be today if our men and women in military thought only of themselves, their own families? But they don't, and we are so very fortunate. In the country of France alone, there are at least 11 U.S. cemeteries with over 60,000 of our brave Americans buried there. 60,000 of our fathers and husbands and sons who died on French soil fighting for their liberation. And today, hundreds of thousands of our military are acting as a shield protecting us. The Bible says, "Greater love has no man than this, but to lay down his life for his friends." Our soldiers have loved us. They have shown that love by willingly doing their duty. And it is now our duty today to remember them, to honor them, to pray for them. Dear Lord, help us to never forget our military, our veterans, and those serving today. Let us never forget their service, their devotion, their willingness to give it all. And Lord, be with our veterans today and their families. Comfort those who are suffering and hurting. Place your loving arms around those who have lost their own special one. Keep them close. Let them know that you are there. And finally, Lord, help us to be a nation of people deserving of what has been done to keep us free. And help us to never forget the sacrifice that has been made. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless our veterans. May God bless those serving today. May God bless America.
Here to give you strength between Sundays.
You have to be mindful. When you get hooked up with the devil, it's not going to work out. You're not going to get away with it. But John 10:10 says, he came to steal, kill, and destroy you.
We are here for you. Faith Talk AM 570. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Dictionary.com defines memorial as something designed to preserve the memory of a person or event. As the 75th anniversary of D-Day approaches, this would be an excellent time to recall and read about the sacrifices so many made for the freedoms we enjoy today. These were young men with their whole lives ahead of them. Many were not married. Some had girlfriends, but their lives ended on the beaches known as Normandy, Omaha, and Juneau. Their graves are marked at the American Cemetery in France. It is a holy site, and you should make a pilgrimage there if you can. I wonder what they would think of the way we have used the freedoms they preserve for us, turning much of them into license for any type of behavior and ignoring God. Would they have been willing to give up their lives if they knew their children and grandchildren would make such a mess of their country and culture? They probably would, because the evil they were fighting to extinguish was so great, and their obligation to do their duty so strongly ingrained in them. Remember them today, and their sacrifice for all of us. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Memorial Day in America. It marks a solemn tradition with Southern roots dating back to the post-Civil War era. Formerly known as Decoration Day, it was a day when Confederate flags and flowers decorated the graves of the soldiers of the Southern Army. It's a day we honor the extraordinary heroes who understood freedom and loyalty to country, duty, honor, and sacrifice, hallmarks that describe these heroes. Be thankful for those who fought and died for America, and for those who are still willing to defend and pay the ultimate sacrifice if necessary. May God comfort those families and friends who are grieving the loss of their hero. For many, it was their husband or wife, their daddy or mommy, their son or daughter, their brother or sister, or maybe that hero was your very best friend. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
Many people have the idea that prayer is just telling God what's on your mind, what's on your heart. That's not what prayer is. That's just part of it. But true, genuine prayer is talking and listening. And people will say, but God has never spoken to me. Yes, He has. Why would God single you out if you're one of His children not to speak to you? He desires to speak to you. That is, God, in His unconditional loving person that He is, He desires that you know Him. He wants this intimate relationship, and He knows that in order to have this relationship, you must talk to Him, but you also must listen. That listening part is very, very important.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Invite God along for the morning commute. Weekday mornings at 7, it's Focus on the Family.
It is education that will transform you and will compel you to do great things to the glory of God.
And at 7:30, Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Now, in the end, it all works out, and Christ rewards us. But in the short time, there is a price to pay for being a Christian.
Strength for your morning. Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1. Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Each year at this time, we are granted a three-day weekend and what amounts to a kickoff to the summer months ahead. But let me encourage you not to miss perspective. This Memorial Day weekend, take some time to reflect on the ultimate sacrifices made by so many who are interred at Arlington National Cemetery and other cemeteries around the United States, but also to think about those who have paid very high prices short of dying. For some dozen years now, I've used my own program on the radio on Memorial Day to highlight the lives of people who paid a heavy price in their service to the nation. I turned to the group Semper Fi Fund, www.semperfifund.org, and I mentioned the Fisher House. Both are not-for-profits that are helping the wounded warriors of the United States and the families that love and support them in ways that are so both efficient and winsome. Look them up. Support them. Support especially the families in your world who've paid a heavy price for their service to the nation. We are debtors to those who serve, those who die, those who fight, and those who are wounded. And today, a grateful nation says, thank you. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. People across the nation pause to remember the sacrifices of so many in the wars Americans participated in over the centuries. Vice President Mike Pence was at Arlington National Cemetery today paying tribute to those who died in service to their country. Pence says members of the U.S. Armed Forces who sacrificed their lives in battle showed a great love for the American people.
We can never repay the debt of gratitude we owe to the men and women who have given all to preserve our freedom. But we can honor them, remember them, cherish their families, and this we will do, not just this day, but every day.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt got a look at tornado damage in his state today.
A tornado near Oklahoma City in El Reno turned deadly.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV, when you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the 2x4s that are driven through different places, whole roofs gone.
Stitt says it's been an unbelievable couple of weeks in Oklahoma with tornadoes and flooding, and more rain is in the forecast.
But we'll get through this. And Oklahomans just come together like no other state.
And the governor got a call from President Trump.
Yes, sir. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on the trip to Japan, and thanks for checking in on us.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel's parliament on Monday passed a preliminary motion to dissolve itself. The move further pushed the country toward an unprecedented political impasse less than 2 months after elections seemed to promise Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a new mandate. If the bill receives final passage in a vote scheduled for Wednesday, Israel would be forced to hold new elections, sending the political system into disarray. Netanyahu appeared to have a clear path to victory. More at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Automaker Fiat Chrysler says it wants to form a global giant with Renault.
Fiat Chrysler is proposing to merge with France's Renault to create the world's third largest automaker and combine their investments in the race to make new electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would reshape the global industry. It would make some 8.7 million vehicles a year, leapfrogging General Motors and training only Volkswagen and Toyota. Shares of both companies jumped over 10% on the news of the offer, which would see each other's shareholders split ownership in the new manufacturer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bill Buckner, a star hitter who became known for making one of the most infamous plays in Major League history, has died. He was 69. Buckner died Monday after a long battle with dementia. Buckner won an NL batting title and was an all-star, but it was a little ground ball in the 1986 World Series with the Boston Red Sox that forever changed his legacy. News and analysis at townhall.com. Not every veteran dies in battle. There are way too many who come home and take their own lives.
According to the Department of Veteran Affairs, there were more than 6,000 veteran suicides each year from 2008 to 2016. Montana Senator John Tester is the ranking member on the Veteran Affairs Committee and admitted on CBS's Face the Nation that more needs to be done.
We have failed so far. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Tester adds these troubled veterans need to be accepted and not judged due to mental illness.
We need to remove the stigma from this so that the people who do have problems do come forward, because oftentimes many of these suicides happen and the VA, they haven't taken advantage of the access to VA care.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Syria said an Israeli attack against a military post in the country's south killed a soldier and injured another. Israel, in a rare statement acknowledging firing into Syria, said it was responding to anti-aircraft fire from Syria against one of its combat planes. More at townhall.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of The Bill Bunkley Show that originally aired Thursday, May 23rd.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is The Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
And we welcome you back to the Bill Bunkley Show, hour number two. But for some of you, it's hour number one, because you're just getting off work and hopping in the car, and we are honored to have you with us this afternoon. And it's Thursday, which means that we are creeping ever so closely with the enormous heat that is engulfing our area, because that high pressure system over southern Georgia, northern Florida just doesn't want to move on. And we're getting ready to have our annual time of remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we might be free. Well, we've been talking about and still have callers standing by, and let me just give you that telephone number right away, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. We've been talking about, in the previous hour before we ran out of time, talking about the 14-year-old girl who was murdered by two members of MS-13 who were in our country illegally. And what further creates the huge uproar and controversy is that the two members were in the county stockade, Prince William County, which includes Baltimore, Maryland, just outside the district. They were in for attempted first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and other charges. And ICE was trying to coordinate picking them up, because they've also done serious things in the past, MS-13. And what Prince George's County did was they just released them and didn't tell ICE when they were releasing them, so they were released back on the streets. After they were released is when they murdered this 14-year-old child, this precious child, the child of a mom and a dad. And I challenged our listeners during the closing moments of the first hour to take a moment and imagine if that was your little girl or if that was your little boy. And this is not the first time this is happening. And, oh, by the way, let me be clear. I would be equally outraged if the whole idea of them, of the two suspects being here illegally, I would be equally outraged if that had nothing to do with it. If Prince George's County just decided they were going to let these gang members back on the street with all the with multiple charges, attempted murder, and then they're released, and it doesn't take long before that they kill a 14-year-old little girl and put her in a creek. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. Now, we're also going to be talking this hour, if we get to it, we certainly get to it in the first hour, is how did American Taliban terrorist John Walker Lynch get early prison release? And by the way, in the next year, there's several more terrorists that are in prison that are going to be released. We'll talk about that. Governor DeSantis and the Florida cabinet are heading to Israel on Saturday. They'll hold a cabinet meeting there at the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Try to get to that. And we got a special guest, Leah Patterson with the First Liberty Institute, will join me later on this hour to talk about a senior living complex who got wind that some of the residents were holding Bible studies inside their units, and now they want to evict them. Oh, yeah, right here in America. We'll talk about that with Leah Patterson, as First Liberty is representing them in this case. It just gets more and more bizarre by the day. And what I mean by that, life in America. 877-943-9673. One of the most patient people on the 23rd of May is my next guest, which is Dennis, who's calling in from Largo. Dennis, thank you so much for hanging with us and looking forward to your thought or opinion.
Hi, Bill. It's a pleasure talking to you. Love your show.
Thank you for having
me. And I pray for you every day since I first heard about your illness. And
thank you.
Hopefully the prayers will work.
I believe they will.
Called you, I heard this story earlier on the Mike Gallagher show, and when I heard you speak of it, I said, I've got a call. I want to know, in Prince George's County, do the people, the citizenry, vote for the sanctuary status, or is it the politicians that enact it?
Well, how does this work? I can't say for sure, because if the citizens voted for it, it would be a citizens' initiative. I don't know of any citizens' initiative like our last election where we had all those constitutional amendment questions. That's a citizens' initiative. I'm not aware of a single citizen initiative anywhere in the country for a sanctuary city status. And so that would lead me to believe that whatever the county commission structure, it may not even be called a county commission, but the elected representatives from throughout Prince George's County that sit on that particular commission, that's how these things get voted through. And quite frankly, in most, you first of all have states that are very left-leaning, and then we know that a lot of the left and their influence in America is in cities or in urban areas, and certainly I'm well familiar with Prince George's County. My brother at one time lived in Prince George's County. It's also home to the city of Baltimore, so well aware. But I will tell you that it's just outside of Washington, D.C., and with the amount of, quite honestly, liberals and liberals who work for the government and are very pro-big government, they also sometimes are very sympathetic to these other issues that are part of the left's agendas. But I think it's the county commissioners, and who knows if there's any brave souls in Prince George's County, they could mount an effort that if that was the case and those who supported this, their regress is to run someone who would be anti-sanctuary city in the next election and get the folks who voted for this out of there. But that's my best explanation.
That's what I was getting at. I lived in St. John's County, and it's a beautiful state.
Yes.
But, and I know about the liberalism up north there. And
that's why you live in Largo, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was getting a little costly up there. No, my family's down here, and I had to come down with my grandchildren. I have a 16-year-old granddaughter, a 13-year-old grandson, and a 9-year-old.
Oh, my, Dennis. Dennis, man, you're shocking me, man.
I'm worried about them. I mean, yes. They're in school now, and thank God Florida is holding strong right now. But my son came, and he's in the Navy, and he was stationed in Everett, Washington, and I was out there, like you were saying, the Pacific Coast Highway. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
But you have no protection out there. That's what I'm getting at.
Nope.
Why can't we say, hey, to quote a famous saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, and start posting pictures of these politicians and saying, this is what's going on.
Well, I would say this, those on the conservative side, especially because of the H.R. 5, the equality, the real non-equality act. I mean, we are getting to a tipping point. And you're right, Dennis, that people who have never or don't usually want or get involved, if we're going to preserve the traditional American conservative way of life, there's a whole lot of people that are going to have to step up, get educated, and get involved, or we're going to lose what we have.
Yeah, I would boycott. I wouldn't go. If I'm on the road, I'm not stopping in St. George's County. They got to be crazy. But same thing in New York, where I come from. It started growing way back decades ago, and we just saw the fruition of it in 2002 with a horrendous murder by a Guatemalan who was here illegally. And I was right next door working in a house, and he was murdering a woman next door. Wow. Didn't even know it. Awesome. And they finally caught him. But, I mean, he had no remorse. They come from a country that's normal.
It certainly is very tough in Guatemala. And I got to tell you that I'm always wanting to know more of the backstory, because so many of those people have been through so much. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but certainly for those that are risking it all to walk with small children to try and get a second chance, we must be sensitive to that. But we also have limited resources, and that's why we have to protect our border. But, Dennis, I got a whole bunch of calls behind you, but thank you so much. And, by the way, I know you gave yourself a raise when you moved from New York to Largo. So enjoy all of that no state income tax money from right here in the Sunshine State. 877-943-9673. Who's up next? Newport Richie. Let's go up to Greg. Greg, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Hey, Bill. Longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Real quick, I know you've got other calls, and you're probably coming up against another break. These border security guards out on the border, they're being taxed, meaning physically, mentally, spiritually, I'm sure. And I heard a report not too long ago, there are U.S. border guards ready to walk off the job, just quit and walk away. It's becoming so terrible for them to do their jobs. Months ago, we heard about the military coming down to the border, National Guard. What happened to all of that? Why can't we send the National Guard down there in droves? I'm not talking about 2,000 or 3,000. What about 40,000 to 50,000 National Guardsmen coming down to the rescue for this border crisis we're going on? How come we don't hear anything about the military intervention going on right now?
Because two things. First of all, there's certain thresholds. I mean, as you probably remember, there were several guards, and I think it was Army, that went down that primarily were involved with construction, temporary housing, those type of things. It's even controversial, believe it or not, to have them down on the border with ammunition and guns, et cetera, et cetera. The latest thing is, I forget the number, but imagine your TSA agent at Tampa International Airport. They have a pull, or in the process of pulling, I don't know how many thousands of them, and they're going to start taking turns doing duty, and I'm sure it's They're not trained for a lot of frontline stuff, but they're going to be going down there. The problem is the president can only do too much without having to go to Congress. And I'm not all that familiar with the intricacies of the War Powers Act, but we got the War Powers Act, and if he's going to deem this as a national security issue, then at some point he can only do so much before he has to go to Congress and get authorization. And, of course, you know, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, we just need the help for these poor security guards.
Yeah.
Quitting and walking off the job. I mean, where does that leave us? I mean, at least the National Guard could be there doing the vetting, doing the behind-the-scenes work to free up the guards to do what they do best. But good golly, you kidding me? We don't have any military intervention helping these poor U.S. Border guards down there at all. Nothing.
You're right. And for their families and for what's going on right now, it is you know, unless you're down there on the border and you see it yourself and it's a daily reporting in the local newspapers, I mean, the cities will tell you right now, we can't take any more. And if the cities can't take any more of the catch and release, that just tells you that the whole system, not just U.S. Border Patrol or the ICE agents, I'm talking about border cities, you know, the local police, local fire, EMS, when they are releasing 100,000 people a month, and they basically have no resources. I mean, it is just a travesty that our leadership in Washington, because of politics, has not said what is very obvious. We have a double crisis now on the border, and our elected leaders, to some degree, on the left, are doing very little or nothing to alleviate the problem. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, real quick, I just think that if you're declaring an emergency, how much power does the president have saying, look, I'm going to allocate National Guard, and I'm going to do it because I have the power to do it. It's for the best interest. We have a crisis emergency. He should get involved and do whatever he can with his executive orders.
Well, guess what? You may just see something like that in the future, but, you know, that's something that's above my pay grade that the lawyers for the administration have to look at the federal statutes and work within them. But he may be forced to take that run because at $100,000 a month, we can't keep doing this. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us. Very thoughtful. And as always, phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. We got callers standing by, but let me get in a quick break. More of the Bill Bunkley Show. More of, is it enough? When is enough? Enough. And when will, I think, the silent majority start saying, you know what? If they're not going to take care of this, maybe we have to look at those who have to be replaced in office, and maybe we peacefully have to take care of this by virtue of the regress of, well, electing different people to the Congress. I'm Bill Bunkley. We'll take your call coming up on the Bill Bunkley Show.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of The Bill Bunkley Show that originally aired Thursday, May 23rd.
Pregnant girls and women who see their babies in ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. That's why here at Faith Talk, we're asking you to partner with us in Preborn, a ministry that provides free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. Your gift of just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth about the baby growing inside her. Make your gift now by going to letstalkfaith.com and clicking the Preborn banner.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy, and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. SurroundTampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
God doles out only what we need to get through today. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Yep, His mercies are new every morning, and His grace can refresh us daily if we let it. If we don't borrow trouble or create anxiety by fretting over the next week or the next month, with each new dawn, there is delivered to your door a fresh new package. It's marked today. God has designed us in such a way that we can handle only one package at a time, and all the grace we need will be supplied by Him as we unwrap that package.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Have you ever wondered if God is pleased with you? Do you question whether you're close to Him? And can you really know His will for your life? Hi, I'm Andrew Farley, author of the new book, Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Right now, I'm inviting you to enter for a chance to win a luxury fall getaway to Dallas, Texas this November for the Twisted Scripture Conference. I'll address the burning spiritual questions all believers face. So visit this station's website today to enter to win. And just for entering, you'll receive a free guide to help you discover your new identity in Christ. Hope to see you in Dallas.
Download your free guide and enter to win a trip to Dallas at letstalkfaith.com. Letstalkfaith.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of The Bill Bunkley Show that originally aired Thursday, May 23rd.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, 877-943-9673. We got Brian standing by in Sarasota. But first, I was going to cover this top of the hour, but we sort of had that bridge of that ongoing discussion, and Brian, just hold on for just a moment. But our breaking news I did want to get to very quickly is some of you may have heard that New Life Solutions, which is one of our fine crisis pregnancy centers here in Tampa Bay, Saul Pichon was up in Alaska, and he was up in Alaska visiting a very good friend of his who is also helping women who are pregnant, and that was the reason for the trip, but they go back many years. Anyway, they were involved with the plane crash. Probably the engine failed is what we're getting out of the Anchorage Daily News, and it was a pontoon a plane, single engine. It was trying to land and lost power and crashed. I want to report to you that Saul, the pilot, was able to get out and to pull Saul Pichon out. Unfortunately, Saul's friend, who we went to visit, which is William Reisinger of Palmer, he did not make it. They were able to get him out of the plane, but upon giving CPR, he passed on. And so Saul is there at a local hospital, and understand that he's going to be fine. So I want to just tell you that if you want to follow, keep an eye, or you want to send a message to Saul Pichon, you can go to New Life Solutions page on Facebook, New Life Solutions page on Facebook, and you can pray for Donna, his wife, and, of course, family and friends. But we did want to let you know that in case of rumor mill, because at some point there was some discrepancy. Did anybody make it out? Who made it out? So just want to tell you that we're looking forward to having Saul back with us at the earliest date that he can get back to Florida with what he's going to be facing. And for all of that information, we refer you to the Facebook page over there at New Life Solutions.
877-943-9673. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the murder of a 14-year-old girl in Prince George's County, Maryland, which also includes Baltimore. She was killed by two MS-13 gang members from out of the country here illegally, and they had just been released. They had attempted first degree, second degree, and other charges, and ICE was trying to coordinate with that county. It is a sanctuary city county, and they released these two without notifying ICE, and it wasn't long before they murdered this girl. So this is the topic of the afternoon, 877-943-9673. Remind you that we're also going to be having Leah Patterson with First Liberty Institute talk about a senior living complex that wants to evict citizens, senior citizens who are holding Bible studies. That's coming up in a moment. Let's get to Brian in Sarasota. And Brian, I can't wait to have you share because I know you're in from California. You've got some fresh perspective, but welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I've never heard your show. Sorry, I was driving down the highway. I've heard you on the radio. I've been here 2 years from California, and I lived there 51 years. And people don't have a clue. I hear all these opinions down here from people from various states. Go live in Southern California for a while. Go pay almost half your income. I was working in medicine. I was paying almost 48, 49% between federal and state tax. Ooh. And what they have to understand, that's why people leave California, by the way, because 15 years ago, the state budget, there was about $20-something billion out of state budget. It's like the third largest economy there is. And it was going towards illegal health care. Now it's up to over $30 billion a year. And what people have to understand is these people, some might be really nice. The Maria the Maid in Beverly Hills, who's rich, you know, people that she works for don't pay for her health insurance or her dental insurance. She might be really nice. She might be doing a great job. But her three gangbanger kids that don't live in Beverly Hills are out wreaking havoc around where I live. Every single day before I left, there was a high-speed chase on the freeway. All gangbangers, all from South America, Mexico. The crime was unbelievable. Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris signed off on letting all the prisoners out of jail. They took away the redevelopment funds from the city, which sent the city, you know, spinning. And then they let all the prisoners out and said, you take care of them. We don't want them. Those guys got out and made burglary rings. So these guys are hidden nonstop. They look in the cameras. Like, if you have security cameras, just look in the cameras and smile and kick your door in. People don't have a clue. They have kids. They don't care. They have six different identities, maybe even yours. They come to the emergency room. They bring their kids to the emergency room for colds. They open their wallet. They got $100 bills stacked. You wheel them out to their cars. They got nicer cars than I can afford. They're doing illegal stuff. They're selling drugs. They're doing identity theft. They're doing scams where they steal stuff and sell it to swap.
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking. It goes on and on and on. And people don't have a clue. You got some people in New York City. I can say that I was born in New York. They got $5 million apartments, $2 million apartments, and they think, oh, let them all in. Well, you don't have to deal with the ramifications of that. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have a clue of what you're talking about. These people, it's in their culture to run scams. They're taught that. And there's an organization in California called La Raza, and they should be a terrorist group. They're huge. Their motto is, we're going to take California back for Mexicans house by house. They say it openly. They don't care. People don't have a clue. Go live in California and figure it out. And furthermore, I'm retired military. I'm a disabled veteran. You get the guys from Camp Pendleton down there. You get the guys that are doing weekends on the National Guard at least beat up. And thirdly, you shut the border down completely. And you watch Mexico react to that. And a wall will help. You've got to build layers and layers and layers. The wall's the first layer. They'll cut through it. They'll dig under it. We get all that. But it will slow them down at least because the flood is unreal. And they come straight to the emergency room, getting off wherever they got off, whoever dropped them off. And they come pregnant and they say, is this where I apply for food stamps? They've got better dental care, better medical care, and better living than I do as a 100% service-connected disabled veteran.
Unbelievable.
I ran for politics out there. And my buddy, Tim Donnelly, ran against Jerry Brown for governor. And my other friends became state senators and legislators, and they just said, Brian, it's so corrupt, we can't do anything about it. Pelosi said, millions of dollars by Silicon Valley in San Francisco. You know, there's no getting around it. They're running the whole state, and it's corrupt all the way down to the core. The third last thing I got to say is, you know, we're all responsible for this. You see people like I've seen on TV, the idiot ladies, congressperson, you know, with zero intelligence telling the ICE agent, you know, you're letting these kids die on purpose. No, the kids are dying on purpose because they probably swallowed drugs because the traffickers made them do it. And then the bags of balloons ruptured in their stomach and they died. Or they have such poor health care in the country. I get it. But what are we going to do? We're going to absorb all of Africa next? We're going to absorb all of Syria next? I mean, how far does it go? Because this is going to be bad. They don't want to be American. They don't want to speak English. The Latin nurses that I work with tell them, or I did work with, tell them, I'm not going to speak Spanish to you. You've been here 15 years, and you should know English. Not me. They do it. I learned Spanish because it made my job easier instead of trying to play the game. It made me easier to get them out of the door when I was working. So, you know, if you really want to find out what's going on, go and look. Go down there and go to California and watch the news every single day, and you'll see a high-speed chase, if not two.
Well, Brian, I got a break coming up, but let me just tell you, first of all, thank you for your service, and you'll be in my mind this weekend if by chance any of your buddies are part of who we will salute on Monday. But thank you for a very cogent analysis. Maybe you should run for office here in Florida. Be glad to talk to you about that. But, Brian, thanks for educating us, because that's the real deal. And I have friends in California, too, and it really matches up with that. But, Brian, God bless you, my friend. And, by the way, Sarasota doesn't look half bad to a lot of the, you know, architecture in California. And you gave yourself a big raise by moving here, so I hope you enjoy it while you're here.
Loving it. Thanks so much. And my best is all.
Take care, Brian. Bye-bye. Wow. Take a break. Coming up next, going to switch gears. Not going to talk about the Taliban, release of the American Taliban. Not going to talk about DeSantis going over to Israel with the cabinet. No, we're going to talk about a senior living center that can't have, where seniors can't have Bible studies in their units. We're going to be joined by Leah Patterson, First Liberty.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of The Bill Bunkley Show that originally aired Thursday, May 23rd.
Oh, man, I've got a crack in my glass.
A what? In your what?
A crack in my glass.
Oh, your car. What a pain in the glass. Auto Glass America will come to you and give you cash for your cracked glass. And they'll give you new glass for free. Their work is guaranteed. They use OEM quality windshields. Call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Comprehensive insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Japanese leaders seem to have won few concessions from President Trump, despite lavishing him with attention on a four-day state visit there. Mr. Trump is wrapping up his Japanese trip with rifts still evident between the two countries on trade and North Korea. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she'd like to see a quick agreement on who should run the European Union's executive branch. In her first comments after the European Parliament election, Merkel said both her center-right bloc and her center-left coalition partners backed the idea that the head of the EU's executive commission should be a politician who ran for that job. Merkel's union bloc backs German conservative Manfred Weber. Former Boy Scouts tell the Associated Press they're still suffering decades after they were abused by scout leaders. In emotional interviews, the men said the abuse derailed their lives, leading to divorces, addiction, and even crime. More details at SRNnews.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Get an early start with God's Word. Weekday mornings at 6, it's Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff.
When God created marriage, He created it to be a permanent relationship between a man and a woman.
And at 6:30, Grace to You with John MacArthur.
Who is the one who overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. If you have true faith, you will overcome.
Strength for your morning. Faith Talk AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of The Bill Bunkley Show that originally aired Thursday, May 23rd.
When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, The Bill Bunkley Show on this Thursday afternoon. And, boy, it's been quite a day here on our show with some of the topics and some great callers calling in. Well, if you thought our last topic was controversial, wait till you hear about this one. In a moment, I'm going to be joined by Leah Patterson with the First Liberty Institute. But first, I want to remind you that you have an opportunity, as we're going to be closing it up this weekend, for you to get on board to help with an ultrasound for a woman or a young girl who might be thinking about ending her pregnancy. That's right. You've heard about it. $28 will provide a free ultrasound, and that will be routed right back here to one of our crisis pregnancy centers here in the Bay Area. Now, all you have to do is decide how many ultrasounds you'd like to do. 5 ultrasounds would be a gift of $140. 10 ultrasounds would be a gift of $280. All of it is tax deductible, and every penny will go to one of these opportunities for a young woman to see her young boy or girl unborn and hear that heartbeat. Call right now. Again, we want to finish strong. If you haven't had a chance to join so many others here, call right this moment at 833-850-2229, 833-850-BABY, or go to our website at letstalkfaith.com, hit the preborn donor banner, and join so many others who are saving lives. Well, I want to tell you that we've talked about some pretty controversial subjects, but now we're going to talk about Fredericksburg, Virginia, which I know very well. A lot of Civil War history there. And we're talking about a senior center where some seniors who conduct a Bible study inside their unit, well, they're talking about eviction because the management company, well, I'm going to leave it right there. Joining me to talk about this case is Leah Patterson. She's an associate counsel with First Liberty Institute. And today we're talking about First Liberty versus the Evergreens at Smith Run in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And Leah Patterson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to be with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I want to tell you that Leah first worked in St. Louis, Missouri as a law clerk to the Honorable Raymond W. Grunder of the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. She received her law degree from the University of Virginia, so not real far from Fredericksburg, School of Law in 2016, and is a Blackstone Fellow, very impressive, from the class of 2014. She spent her law school summers as a legal intern for the Texas Solicitor General's Office and working for Senator Ted Cruz's Judiciary Committee Office. She hails from North Texas, member of the Texas State Bar. Leah, this is almost setting up this story, this lawsuit is almost unbelievable. Talk about when First Liberty first got wind of this and set this up a little further, because it's just bizarre to me.
Sure. Well, I agree with you completely. I'll tell you, our clients are in their mid-80s. Their names are Ken and Leave Haugie. They moved into this senior apartment complex a couple of years ago, and Ken is a retired pastor, so a few of the other residents asked him if he would be willing to lead a Bible study. He did, and they were able to lead that Bible study in an apartment for about a year, and then they were able to move to the community room of the apartment complex, which is like a common living room that people can use for birthday parties, classes, card games, and that sort of thing. However, just in this past July, the management company suddenly sent them a notice threatening to evict them if Ken continued to hold the Bible study either in the community room or in their apartment. At the same time, it adopted a new policy prohibiting any religious uses of the community room. That's when First Liberty got a call.
Well, first of all, I know this answer is going to be yes, but before they changed their policies, I'm assuming that most other activities, whether it's a birthday party, whether it's a graduation party, et cetera, that other residents, as long as the community room was not already booked, they could book it for their affair, correct?
That is correct.
And so now we're looking at, just because we've got a faith-based organization, it seems to me that we have a management company that somehow their legal representation, when they went to law school like you did, didn't actually show up for the First Amendment class, because it seems to me that not only to try to ban them by a new policy, but then they say they can't even have a Bible study in their apartment. If I was on your side, I would say, you know, we're going to, you know, we obviously got a challenge with the first one, but this second one is really, I think it just really opens up the fact that this is open hostility because these folks are Christians. So what do you say?
I couldn't agree more. In fact, this case is brought largely under the Federal Fair Housing Act, which prohibits landlords from discriminating against their tenants on the basis of religion, whether the apartment complex is publicly owned or privately owned. So, in fact, the U.S. Department of Justice website on religious discrimination in housing lists this very situation as a textbook example of a fair housing violation. And you can find a link to that resource on our website, firstliberty.org.
How is this happening? I mean, have we got lawyers on the other side that are shaking down the apartment complex for some fees, you know, to get down the road? I mean, to me, it's almost malpractice.
Well, you know, I wish I could.
You can't comment on all that, I know. let me rephrase that. I know better. That's my opinion. But when you look at this, restate a different direction. How confident are you, given that there is an example in the Federal Register of almost a similar situation, how confident are you that if it gets up to a trial level that you'll be able to allow this 80-year-old couple and this former pastor who's been asked by others to lead in one of many potential community activities at this retirement center, how confident are you that you believe you'll be able to prevail?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but we wouldn't have brought this lawsuit if we didn't believe that the law is on our side.
What does this say to what's happening in America? Because every two or three days, whether it is First Liberty, Liberty Council, ADF. I mean, I cover these things, and usually we have one, possibly two a week. It is amazing that with what's known about, you know, case law and where we are at, that we continue to see these cases brought forward. And of course, that's, you know, part of the great job you're doing at First Liberty. But at the same time, it just seems to me that when these things come forward like this, and they seem rather obvious, whether you're a conservative like I am, or, you know, even if you're independent, it just seems like the legal system is really clogged up with some issues that they just should be dismissed. Or are they thinking that they're going to lose this case and possibly try and appeal it up and get the law changed? I'm just very confused on this one.
Well, I hear you. I think a lot of people throughout the country hear the phrase separation of church and state and think that for some reason that means that religious folks have to hide their convictions regardless of what religion they are. But that's just simply not the case. In fact, the phrase separation of church and state isn't even in the Constitution.
Now, am I reading my brief that in addition to this, that the Evergreens Management Company there in Fredericksburg, Virginia, at Smith Run, also is trying to implement a ban of any residents, I guess, in other words, if I was 80 years old and having an event in the community room, and we were going to have cake, I can't get up and say grace. That's also trying to be prohibited.
Yes, that's correct. So basically the situation is, you know, the residents together to have a social meal every month or so, and usually the management will chip in and help defray some expenses. But for over a year, the management has refused to provide that reimbursement if someone leads an audible prayer before the meal.
Interesting. Are there any other did this complaint, to the best of your knowledge, just come from the management company, or Were there other faiths or other individuals that objected to this, or is it solely the management company?
Well, you know, I really couldn't say, but we'll find out a lot more as we move through the discovery process and litigation. But what I can say is that the bottom line is that no one should be threatened with eviction because they lead a Bible study. Everyone should have, you know, the ability to freely exercise and live out their faith, regardless of what faith that is.
And as far as you're in your discovery phase, do you know how big the Evergreen organization is? In other words, if they implemented this rule at this property, are they a pretty big player in Virginia in terms of senior centers, to where possibly they have implemented this policy at other locations?
Well, as I understand it, the company that owns the Evergreens, the Community Realty Company, owns probably about 10 properties, give or take, in Virginia and Maryland. So it is possible that they could implement these in others, but I don't have any information as to whether they have.
Well, my last question is, they're at First Liberty. Would you try, I'm not going to ask you. My question that I would pose just in my mind, and I'm not going to expect that Leah Patterson to answer that in terms of their strategy, but say they did have 10 other locations, I would like to certainly see that if justice is done, which I anticipate here, for residents to be able to, you know, rent or sign up for the hall like anybody else for any other reason, and want to have a Bible study in their apartment, I certainly hope that whatever is decided here at Smith Run is not only decided for all the other properties that the Evergreens own, but hope that it's a very decisive one, so not only for other retirement centers there in Virginia, but also the interest that we have here in Florida, because this is, retirement USA with more of the baby boomers coming every day here in Florida, that for those that might get ideas similar to the Evergreens, that especially, you know, untrained management folks that think it's a good idea just to get rid of this. No, there's a lot more to it. So I want to just thank all the good work through the years that First Liberty has been doing. And just tell your folks that just keep going, and anything that we can do. And I tell you what, if I see something similar in Florida, I'll be giving you guys a call.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you. And if you believe it, we actually do have another fair housing case similar to this going on out of Fort Myers.
Well, we got about a minute left. Do you know anything off the top just to tell us? Is it in a similar type of thing?
It is very similar. A retired gal who owns a condo was told she couldn't use the condo social room to hold her women's Bible study. That is a administrative complaint currently pending with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Well, if you could just scratch me into your notepad there along our producer, Mike Miracle, and as that gets resolved, we may not see it in the newspaper or be aware of it. If you can let us know, we'd be glad to have you back to talk about that since that is in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
All right. Leah Patterson, thank you so much for your service and appreciate you so much. Wish you a great Memorial Day weekend. And by the way, that website is firstliberty.org, all one word, firstliberty.org. Leah Patterson, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care. All right, the Bill Bunkley Show, keeping you informed. So how about that? We've got one to keep an eye on right down Interstate 75 down to Fort Myers. By the way, speaking of Fort Myers, I read a couple of days ago, do you know that Fort Myers is one of the most affordable places to retire? Not only for the cost of living, but also the cost of real estate. I think I read that a day or two ago as I read a lot of stuff to be prepared for our show. So anyway, but we'll keep an eye on that one. And, you know, as a real estate broker from, 1972, taught real estate starting in 73, as she cites, you know, not only the Federal Register, but also the Fair Housing Act and HUD. And those situations are so clearly outlined. And to see that there's still folks out there who will just ignore them, well, you know what? I don't get it. Hey, coming up tomorrow, you don't want to miss the first hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. We have a special dedicated program that Mike and I put together, a pre-Memorial Day weekend, talking not only about the origins of Memorial Day, but also some of the statistics, those who have given their lives, things to do, remembrances. That's the first hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. We'll have with us our normal second hour with Focus on the Family and with Movie Guide. But and if you can't listen to...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.